I just want to share a thought from the Chovas Halvavos, Shaar HaBitachon, and that's very nogea to where we are. It says, he talks about peace of mind and serenity. Among the benefits of Bitachon, he says, Umehem, one of the benefits of Bitachon is Shabbateach Halekim, It brings a person above the world. It really refocuses a person in what life is about. When a person understands what life is about, so then he's more relaxed. It's one of the pshatim I remember when I was on vacation once. I was in Florida for a wedding, and I was on like the 40th or 50th floor of a hotel, the Dafka, a high floor, and I was looking out at the water, at the beach, at the water, and I remember having this ha'ara, is that why is that so relaxing? I say this over many times in the Sil Sharm, where he says that Olam Hazez Doimali Abasha, this world is similar to the ground. And Olam Haba is similar to the Yam, is like the sea. And I said, maybe that's the pshat that everybody goes to the sea and to the beach because it's so relaxing. The water, you look at the sea, why? Because when a person remembers that this world is not what it's about, and it's about lifting oneself up, that's why we say, like Kedusha, Kadosh, 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 when we go like that, we lift ourselves up because we want to pick ourselves up from Olam Hazeh, and we want to realize that what this life is about. And when a person realizes that it's not about this world, then he gets more relaxed. He says, "V'yadoyme v'menuchas nafshay v'roichav libay umiyu da'gaso l'nyane olamay." And then suddenly he's not as worried about all the worldly things. Lo yaskim imayim v'kilti avulis olakim. Right, meaning the only reason that I'm in the physical world is only ultimately to bring me to a higher level. Lo yafchideyu inyanam lo yira mimachlekusam, and then he's not scared. He says the translation: he will not be afraid of their wicked behavior, the repercussions of not flattering them, and he will not be fearful of their arguments with him. Right? So when a person, right, Hashem li lo ira, mayasa li adam, I'm not afraid. What could a person do to me? What could anybody do, right? People suffer nowadays from tremendous anxiety. People suffer from tremendous social anxiety of other people. I'm supposed to be this, I'm supposed to say this. But when a person has moments of clarity, it sort of brings him a peace of mind. The reason I was thinking about this piece in Shaar HaBitachon is because there was a family friend that I grew up with. His name, let me get his full name here, who went through the Holocaust in this area. His name is Asher Zelig ben Reb Yaakov Yehuda Halevi Buchhalter. Reb Asher Zelig. Asher Buchhalter, and I remember him, he passed away a few years ago. I remember him. I don't think so. Buchhalter, maybe. I remember him very well growing up, and he said his son, before the trip, sent me a video of him. And one of the things he said in the video, he went through the Holocaust. He was a very special man. And one of the things he said was they asked him when they were interviewing him as a survivor, they said, "What's pshat that you were able to hold on to your religion during the Holocaust, after the Holocaust?" So what he said was, he said, "Mamish, this." He said this Chovas Halvavos. He said, "When we were in the darkness and in the dirt and in the mud, and it was just dark all around us, and it was just wickedness all around us. And you had that moment where you said Shema Yisrael. You had that moment where you were able to connect Hashem. That moment lifted us outside of all of the darkness that we were in the middle of. For that moment, you're able to, like, so I was thinking about this, because the pshat is that Hashem puts us in this world and He gives all of us nisyonos, whatever, according to our level. And the avoda of us is not to totally remove ourselves. I guess the tzaddikim could be they're totally, you know, always above. Even though they do say that the Satmar Rebbe, they say that one of the great things that the Satmar Rebbe was able to do was he was able to be in Himmel in 1 second, he was able to be Davik Hashem in 1 second, and the next second he was on this world making a joke to somebody about something. They're able to go like back and forth, right? They're comfortable up there, comfortable down here, which makes sense because it says Kichol b'Shemayim u'Baretz. Kichol b'Shemayim u'Baretz. Chol is b'chinas Yosef Hatzadik. B'Shemayim u'Baretz. They're able to really know how to deal with this world, know how to deal with the world above. So Hashem should help us all. This morning, a few hours ago, when it was freezing cold, when we were by the Chayze, I connected to the Chayze in the cold. It was so cold, but just being next to the Chayze was so warm. It's hard to describe. I know it sounds strange, but just being sometimes in moments, we gotta grab onto the moments of tranquility, the moments of clarity. I was thinking as I was saying Shema Yisrael this morning, you know, like, could you imagine how many Jews in this area, had moments of connecting to Hashem, reaching out to Hashem? Could you imagine the million, probably infinite amount of yearnings towards, little yearnings towards Hashem within the darkness. So we should be zocha, b'schus all the tzaddikim, b'schus all of the tzaddikim, so we should be zocha to always be able to kadosh, to lift ourselves up from the physical and connect to the spiritual. Shkoyach. Have a wonderful day, everybody.